This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Drunk, fat, and stupid. Not me. I haven't touched a drop. I'm fat. If you've just joined us, you're listening to The Real Side with me, Xander Gibb. Stepping in for Joe Machina. That's his new name, Joe Machina. You can share your thoughts in the live chat on the website. And you can find The Real Side on social media, and you can find me there, too. Everywhere but Twitter, of course, because they're scared of me. Because I tell the truth. Oh, yes, I do. I am a conservative that tells the truth. So my next guest on tonight's show is a broadcaster, writer, and political commentator. Please join me in welcoming all the way from London, Mark Sutherland. Welcome to the show, Mark. How is the world with you?
It's very well. It's a little bit early because it now is 7 minutes past 4 a.m. in the UK, and it's a delight to talk to you, sir. So, it's good. A little bit of rain in London. What's new
Absolutely.
At this time of year?
Yeah, it's a little, I'm a little bit further up the coast than you, and I'm on the East Coast, and it's very cold, and it rained all day today, but apparently it's been very sunny in California, so that's all we need to be concerned with for our American listeners. So I want to start off by talking a bit about what's been going on this last week with regards to Brexit, because of course Theresa May, as a result of being charged with contempt, or I think it was her administration that was charged with contempt, she finally shared the legal advice. But I still think we're none the wiser as to what is going on, what's in the deal, what's any different, or how the British people are actually going to be any better off under what she's offering.
You're absolutely right. Your observations are bang on. We don't, on one, a deal of 552 or 595-page deal was actually written. Now, there's a number of ways. So first of all, people have been struggling to find out the details of the deal. They've got the details of the deal. The bottom line is that we technically will be not leaving the EU according to this deal. We will pay billions, maybe up to 60 billion pounds, 60 billion euros to actually stay in. We become a vassal state. We have a transition period that's extended for a minimum of 21 months, which means that Article 50, which was the way that the country put nearly 2 years ago, which came in the Lisbon Agreement, when a country wishes to leave, they do not wish us to leave, Xander, because if we leave and we leave well, with no hiccups whatsoever, then there will be a stampede to the door as other countries are actually waking up. And I suppose the big thing hot off the press right now, and a very close friend of mine who is within the Conservative Party movement over here, has been saying this for a number of months, is that will the EU collapse before we actually leave it. And the other thing is that Nigel Evans, a Conservative MP in the Ribble Valley in Lancashire up north, has said, and we have to remind listeners this, is that 17,410,752 people voted out in our democracy. America is right. Is a representative republic, and that our systems are different, even though the Constitution of America is highly influenced by our own Constitution that was written in 1689 that we seem to have forgotten about, and also Magna Carta that we've yeah. seemed to have forgotten about. But there is another point I want to make is Nigel Evans, sorry, this MP said, if we do not go with the majority decision, then we are seeing the democracy of this country. We're just throwing it out the window. And the key thing is this, they've forgotten. They've held Theresa May and her administration in contempt of Parliament. Well, I find this rather ironic, because the other time that they should have held the government in contempt of Parliament was in 1973 when Ted Heath took us in to then yeah. the common market with other six countries
right.
that you were then trading with.
Right. Now, I'm glad you brought that point out, because, you know, this obviously I put a lot on social media about this situation and draw on the parallels between what's going on in Britain and America with regards to, because obviously what Donald Trump is doing is kind of a parallel to the Brexit that's going on in the UK. You know, Donald Trump is getting rid of all the dross in America and making America about Americans and American people again, which is exactly what Brexit is about. Now, when Ted Heath actually took the United Kingdom into the common market in 1973, they were promised a bill of goods that they never actually got. And all of these subsidies that they've been receiving are not even a drop in the ocean compared to what we've been paying, to what the UK has been paying them over the years. And I've come to a conclusion in the past week that the UK should actually just leave and say, you're not getting any more money, you're not getting any more subsidies. If you don't like it, it's tough. And we'll make our own trade arrangements with other countries. Because at the end of the day, this Brexit deal that Theresa May has put together, it's really like, we're staying in the UK, staying in the EU, but we're just not calling it that. I'll let you answer that right after this. We are going to take a break now. Do stick around, folks. Stay around in the chat. Make a cup of tea. Have a cake. And we will be back with you after these messages.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Stepping in for Joe Messina, who is in rehab for his chocolate addiction. It's true. You know, all of you people that are emailing and saying, is it true? Yes, it is. He is in rehab for chocolate addiction. So make sure you share your thoughts on that in the chat room and anything else that we're discussing. And we will share your questions and comments during the live show. You can find The Real Side on social media, and you can find me there too, Xander Gibb, everywhere except Twitter. But that's because they're scared of me, because I speak the truth. My guest is still here, Mark Sutherland, British political commentator. Welcome back, Mark.
Hi, Xander. Good to be back.
So it's great to have you, sir. So just before the break, I was asking you very succinctly whether you agreed with my summation that it was time for the United Kingdom to just say, that's it, we're leaving, no deal, we're going to take the knife away from the UK's throat, and we're going to set the skull out and do this from now on.
I couldn't agree with you. I could not agree with you more. They need to read President Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, and absolutely walk away. But the problem is that when you've got a prime minister who is a Remainer, when you've got the man that has been negotiating, this is the key thing, negotiating on behalf of the EU, our exit from the EU, Mrs. Right. Theresa May even made that little slip at a committee inside Parliament the other day. Now, this man, Ollie Robbins, who has been negotiating the deal, a civil servant, I'd just like to say this. Guido Fawkes, a number of weeks ago, Guido Fawkes is the website that's the equivalent of Drudge, then said that during the 90s, Ollie Robbins wrote some article when he was at university celebrating the wonderfulness of Stalin. Now, as far as I know, Stalin murdered a considerable amount of people in his own country, being right. Russia, under democide. So, in other words, you've got these kinds of thoughts going on. And as you and I have discussed in the past, in my own opinion, your opinion, Theresa May is not a conservative. She's a socialist in a blue coat. So, coming back to your question, we should just go, we've paid you enough money. In fact, the British people were given a referendum in 1975, but people really didn't know the facts. As you said, Ted Heath took us in, didn't ask the people. And we should just leave. We should just leave, Xander, and say, that's it. Now, I saw a tweet yesterday, a friend of mine sent it to me, that there's rumours that for her to get this deal through, she will promise the Labour Party a second referendum. That, there's talk about that, we don't know if this is true, whatever. The fact that you are even thinking about having a second referendum, when David Cameron turned around and said, this is previous Prime Minister, this is a once and for all vote, you're either in, or we're either in, or we're out.
Right.
He publicly said that, and they are willing to totally undermine democracy in this country, and they're doing it anyway because a vast majority of the MPs, as Nigel Evans, Conservative MP, pointed out for the Ribble Valley, that most of the MPs in Parliament are Remainers, and they are not listening to the people who spoke with a majority of over a million.
Right, right, absolutely. And I think that, you know, I never mind second referendums and third referendums and all of this. You know, the people have spoken. And to me, you know, I want to constantly draw the parallels because this is kind of like a revolution as far as I'm concerned. And in America, the same thing is going on. And the things that Donald Trump is trying to do, to you know, you said, I think, I don't know if you said this during the break or during the segment, but you talked about regaining our sovereignty. Now, I'm going to see if we can play this little clip. I don't know if we can. I don't know if we have the technology. I just sent to Tammy. But this really spoke to me. This is something that Donald Trump said. She's gonna let me know if we can play it. But in it, he said, we will never surrender American sovereignty to an unelected, unaccountable global bureaucracy. America is governed by Americans. Now, isn't that exactly what we need here right now, Mark?
Well, exactly. We gave it up. I mean, in 1955, we lost our nerve after the Suez Crisis. And then President Eisenhower was not particularly very happy with the UK because we didn't tell him that we were going to go in and reclaim the Suez back that had been nationalised by the then leader of Egypt. And we went in to back Israel and France, etc. We then lost our nerve. We'd already lost our nerve in regard to our empire from 1948. And then what had then happened is that Ted Heath and Harold Macmillan then looked to Europe for the answer. And in
right.
sovereignty, they lied. They lied.
Right.
The book.
But they
gave
that away. Well, they actually, they didn't give it away. They sold it. They sold the United Kingdom sovereignty. And that is exactly what the Democrats have tried to do in America. They've tried to sell our sovereignty. I think we're just going to see if we can play this short soundbite from Donald Trump. And this really spoke to me, and here we go.
We will never surrender America's sovereignty to an unelected, unaccountable global bureaucracy. America is governed by Americans.
There we go. And that makes me swell with pride, because this man is in charge of the most powerful company, the most powerful country in the world. Freudian slip, it is 4 a.m. And this is what he's saying. He's saying we won't let anybody but Americans decide what's going on with Americans. And we need this the same in the UK, right?
Well, we do, and it's. I mean, the parallels are huge. The fact that people over there they're fighting for the constitutional republic, America is. We over here we've forgotten about our own constitution. We've forgotten about Magna Carta, but MP sold us down the river. The fact that they did that in 1973 and arranged certain MPs to be in the lobbies, and that we call them lobbies, where you go in to then push through the particular vote or go in another lobby if you're voting against. They were complicit. I mean, Richard North Christopher Booker's book, The History of Europe and the Great Deception, lays all this out. The fact that we had MPs that were complicit, and of course, we then didn't have the internet. We might have had three mainstream television channels then.
Yeah.
America was far more advanced, so there was a way of controlling them.
Absolutely. Let me stop you there. Don't go far, folks. We will be back with more from Mark Sutherland, British political commentator, drawing comparisons between the UK and the United States with regards to Brexit and making America great again. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Federal prosecutors say President Trump's longtime personal attorney, Michael Cohen, should receive a substantial prison sentence of roughly 4 years for tax fraud and campaign finance crimes. California Democrat Ted Lieu, who serves on the House Judiciary Committee, tells CNN all of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's court presentations seem to have one focus.
When we take a step back, we see not only did Michael Cohen lie,
But Paul Manafort lied, George Papadopoulos lied, Michael Flynn lied, and they all lied about the same thing. About Russia-related matters.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team wrote in a heavily redacted Friday court filing that former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort violated his plea agreement for making false statements to federal investigators, including about his contact with Trump administration officials, as well as information pertinent to an undisclosed Justice Department investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Moving around means I'm losing calories. Does that mean I can have more cake before I go to bed? It doesn't. No. Dash. Welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening to The Real Side with me, Xander Gibb. Can't even say my own name. It's so late here in the UK. Stepping in for Joe Messina. See, I got it right this time. Make sure you share your thoughts and comments in the live chat. And we will share some of them on the show. You can find The Real Side on social media, and you can also find me there too, Xander Gibb. I'm a bit of a hit on Instagram right now. So make sure you follow me there. Mark Sutherland, political commentator from the UK, is still with us. Welcome back, Mark.
Hi, Xander. Good to be back here. It's now 4:33 a.m. UK time.
Oh, gosh, don't remind me. I have matchsticks in my eyes, and I've got intravenous coffee, and I've got my feet in ice cubes, and but I'm awake. So before we move on, I wanted to plug this question from the live chat from Ron, who says, if the UK does not support, back up, and follow up with Brexit as voted for, wouldn't it make the UK a socialized order of governance matters?
Absolutely. We're already there. I mean, it's interesting. Right. It's a brilliant question. And it's interesting because my own political journey, I would say that in many ways I have moved from, if we're using the left-wing construct, I've very much moved from the left to the right. And the other thing is that we, as the left, and in America, you know, as Trevor Loudon revealed, the amount of the 80 people within Democrats, etc., who are card-carrying communists, read his book, The Enemies Within, watch his documentary, that the Democrats have moved so far to the left, then for those of us that have then moved centre-right, then they're looking at us thinking that we're some right-wing extremists, which we are not. And then we're looking at them, pointing at them and saying they're a bunch of communists.
Right.
The Conservative Party, as I've said, Theresa May, there is a massive liberal progressive input in there. Ted Heath, who took us into the European Union, was exactly the same. And Margaret Thatcher used to call them
globalists.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And they used to call them wets. But absolutely globalists. And we've just, You know, this is a statement. In 1991, Herbert Walker Bush, who has just passed away, made a statement in the House over there in the States that says, you know, we have an opportunity to create a new world order. Now, people need to follow that, you know, that go down that rabbit hole and follow what he said and what others said. The fight is not against the left and right traditional paradigm. That's a wonderful Hegelian dialectic that people create, and we have to go through history. And this is not conspiracy. History has been written by the victors, Mr. President. You know, this is the whole point. It's all rewritten. The fight now is between nationalism and globalism. And there is a big populist pushback in regard to what's happening in Italy, in regard to what's happening in Hungary, and now it seems in regard to what's happening in France. I mean, again, if you look at social media traffic, there's plenty of people in Marseille hanging yellow high-vis jackets out of their windows and their flats in support of the protests that have been going on in their country. I mean, I'm not necessarily condoning the violence, but I understand why people feel that wound up by it. But also, on the other hand, we then have to see how much infiltration and how much pushing of that kind of thing is actually going on. But Holland is also waking up. There's been protests there, I believe, and also within Belgium.
Now, I want to just go backwards a little bit, because when you were talking about what George Daddy Bush had said, I thought you were going to say he said, this is not a fight of flesh and blood, but powers and principalities. Because to me, that's exactly what this comes down to. You know, this is spiritual warfare, whichever way you look at it. And it is about good and evil, whether you want to call it, you know, globalism versus nationalism. Or whatever you kind of want to call it. But we always come back to the same thing. It's like in the cartoons, you know, like, you know, the devil wants that and there's an angel another on the other. It is like that. That is the way the world works. And I think whether it's in politics or you know, in the cartoon with the Tweety Bird, it's still the same thing.
Well, you can tell the state of the mainstream church in this country. I mean, as a Bible believing Christian, you're absolutely right. And Ephesians 6 talks about the fact that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. And you're absolutely right. And these powers, these principalities, the EU, right? This is uncomfortable for a load of Christians over here who have voted to remain, because all they're thinking about is in economics. God has assigned nations after the Tower of Babel, that the first time, you know, Nimrod trying to build a tower to then get as high as he can to then kill God. That's within Genesis, and I can't think of those verses off the top of my head right now. That was the first
time.
God
knows Democrat.
Yeah. So God, yeah, good point. So God creates nations, and Jesus will return to judge the nations. And the whole idea then is to get rid of the nations. And then the next step of that, if you get rid of nations, then you completely put a nation that is also very dear to my heart, Israel, in jeopardy. So it means that we can get rid of the nation state of Israel. And people need to begin to follow this kind of thought. And the fact that the UN turns around and says, in 12 years' time, we want a one-world government. You and I are not making any of this up. We then get called tinfoil hat wearers and all the rest. It's all out there. It is speeding up. And sorry, the EU, it was the common market. It then becomes the EU, and it is a leg of global governance.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, I want to draw a line under the EU stuff, and I want to talk a little bit about your other work, about your production, and I know you've made a documentary that I've actually seen called, am I right in saying, Lambs and Lions?
I made a short film. Between Lambs and Lions is a short film, 10.5
minutes. Between Lambs and Lions. Let's start by telling us a little bit about that.
That's very kind of you. I believe I was led to make that. It takes the book of Daniel in the Old Testament and sets it amongst the political machinations of Washington politics. It's on YouTube. So it depicts a time when the Constitution of the Republic's Constitution has been suspended and there's complete overreach by the executive branch. But one man makes a decision, which in our character is Daniel Alesso, but is definitely making a huge hat tip to Daniel in the Old Testament. One man just makes a decision to step up to the plate to try and sort the situation out. Now, it's a pitch for a feature film, so if anyone's got a few million dollars, then please let me know.
Yeah.
Because we need to, we need to get it out there.
After they've spent a few million dollars on my movie idea, I'm sure we'll get to that.
I totally understand that. I'm in the queue. But I made that, and I believe I was led to make that. We loaded up on 4th of July 2015. And what's incredible to me by making that film on a personal basis is that it's opened up the fact that you and I are having this conversation. It's opened up incredible friendships and relationships that I have across with the United States of America, and has opened up broadcasting and chatting to people. I could not have planned that in any way, and I see God's hand in that, and so grateful and blown away by that. But the film is something that I'm extremely passionate about and was my contribution to trying to wake up people to what was happening in the United States of America, where we have seen the complete undermining of the Constitution. The fact that we've had Obama, we've had Hillary use it as a talk about it as a living document. As far as I'm concerned, paper is not breathing, it's fixed, the ink is dried, and this is what the Founding Fathers wrote and fixed, and that is what the whole thing is based.
Sorry, let me stop you for 1 second there. I just really want to ask you this question. Do you believe the Constitution is fixed, or do you believe it's a working document?
No, I believe it's fixed, sir.
Right. Well, we will come back to that right after this break. We will finish that thought. You're listening to The Real Side with me, Xander Gibb, and for Joe Messina. Do stick around, and we will be back in the words of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, yeah.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
Oh, yes, Serena, we are back for the final section of The Real Side. If you just joined us, you are listening to The Real Side with me, Xander Giff. Stepping in for Joe Messina, don't forget to join the chat group and share your thoughts, and we might share them and your questions if they're interesting enough and they're not about Joe's addiction to chocolate. We've moved on from that now. You can find us on social media, The Real Side and TheRealSide.com, and you can find me there. My guest, Mark Sutherland, is still here. Welcome back, Mark, for the very last segment.
Thank you, Xander. Good to be back.
It's great to have you. So before we get into the last segment, tell people where they can find you and find out more about what you're doing.
That's very kind of you. So I'm on Facebook. You can find me there. I also have a Facebook page of Across the Pond. Find me on there. My website, www.creativehubproductionslimited.com, and you can find me there. Yes, I need to still sort out my Twitter account after having a few hassles with that. And then
We wouldn't know anything about that.
My short film, Between Lambs and Lions, is on YouTube. I'll be be delighted if people could find that. So it depicts a time when the Constitutional Republic and the Constitution has been suspended. There's complete overreach by the executive branch, but one man steps up to the plate to save the Republic. It's a 10.5-minute film. We also have another short film that has been in 4 film festivals in America. It's called The Iris Echo. It's 22 minutes. I hope to see that on the website, on the internet extremely soon. That is about communism. It's a drama, 22-minute drama about communism. I'm really thrilled the fact that my dear friend John B. Wells of Caravan to Midnight plug there lends me his voice for five or six words. So that is absolutely brilliant. So that is about communism, and I really wanted that out before the midterms, and I definitely want that out well before it needs to come out at the beginning of next year, if not sooner. I need that well before the lead-up to the presidential election in 2020. And you'd also made a comment, I think, in regards to the show earlier. Are we now, you know, we're needing to get into that. We look at what the Democrats have just tried to do in regard to the midterms, and fraud all over the place in Florida, etc., and trying to overturn vote. So we have got to get in this fight. So that we are in, you and I are in this fight. So that film, I'm hoping, will try and to wake up the millennials who are thinking, oh, socialism is fantastic. Lenin said that socialism leads to communism. And we know that, you know, what that contributed to in regard to the 20th century, or even now. Just sorry, that's a terrible, the fact that we forgot what's happening in Venezuela right now.
Exactly. But it's not stopped them wanting to get in this caravan and come up to America, because if it's so bad, you know what I mean? I actually do find it laughable. But I want to just go back to the question I asked you before. We were so rudely interrupted by the break. I asked you about the Constitution. We got to have the break to, you know, to pay for the show with these commercials. But I asked you about whether you felt the Constitution was a working document or set in stone. And you said...
I said it's set in stone. It's set
in
stone.
So tell us a little bit more about why you feel that.
Because of it's really, you know, we had that sort of fracas in 1776, I believe, where the United States understandably left us taxation without representation. That's the link between that in 1776 and our 1776 moment in 2016, which they're trying to undermine. We have taxation without representation. It's a socialist communist construct, which is the EU. You have 29 commissioners, you can't vote in or out. So coming back to the Constitution, what Americans had fought for then, that lead up, that protest, that then forced war, not that people wanted that, and the arrogance of us in regard to thinking that we could then strip America of this, tax them, etc., and have this particular lifestyle. You just spoke up and said, no, we're not having that. And then the Founding Fathers creating the Constitution coming about from, I think, 1787.
Right.
No, I believe it's fixed. People got together, had worked through this and had thought this through, and all the three separate bodies of your political system, they had built in to that one day we would see someone come along and completely undermine the Constitution. And President 44, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, was the ultimate of that. You know, the train had fully come in to the station on that, but it had begun to be undermined well before that in regard to the formation of the Federal Reserve, etc. And you can argue in regard to the whole taxation system. And if people read E.G. Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, that, which is an excellent book, that explains all that in regard to the banking and all that's gone on. We've now reached this point where these bankers basically are ruling the world. You know, that is what's going on, these big corporations. So
let me stop you there for a second, because we are getting very close to the end, and I really want to get this question in. Mm. Is there a positive end in sight, both sides of the pond, for this, with regards to Brexit and with regards to ending globalist agendas in the United States?
My faith and prayer and positivity says yes, and we have to push back. I'm also fully aware that President Trump is a door wedge. He's given America an opportunity and time. I'm fully aware of the Book of Revelations. We won't get necessarily into that and how certain things end, right? That may not be a popular thing to say to some people.
Right.
But I'm fully aware of that. But we have been given a door wedge. The enemy is, Satan is so much under attack in the fact that he doesn't want us to leave the EU because he wants to create this utopia on Earth. There is an opportunity. There's an opportunity that we all must take. And yes, it is a fight between good and evil. It is about the gospel. We want people to become Christians. We want them in the lifeboat of Jesus. That is our paramount task. And we've given that opportunity. But unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be enough people who are awake from a Christian biblical point of view, who are engaged in that task. That's a not right. popular thing to say here either.
Absolutely.
But people are. What's fascinating, Xander, to me, is that people who wouldn't necessarily call themselves Christians, who are awake, they're awake to this battle that's going on, that globalism against nationalism. They may not see it in regard to good and evil terms, but that is beginning to come. And I find it fascinating that discussion is going on, because it certainly isn't going on in mainstream church, in my opinion.
No, and it is, because the fear, the reason why they're fighting against this, both sides of the pond, is because they're afraid of losing the kickbacks that they get from this globalist ideology, because there are so many of these politicians, et cetera, that are actually getting money from this, that get backhanders, as it were. And that's what they're afraid of losing. Because when they lose that, they can't send their kids to private schools. They can't do all the things that they're doing. They can't have the lifestyle that they have. But they've got that from selling Americans and the British public down the river. And that's what they've been doing for an age. That's what they've been doing for a generation. And that's what Brexit is trying to end. And that is what Donald Trump is trying to end in the United States. He's trying to kill globalism so that the American people are put first, and that there is no more of this occurring within the United States. And the concern is that this is why they object to it. I don't think it's much that they don't like him. They don't like what he stands for. And it's the same the other side of the pond. And this is why there's so much fear right now regarding this topic.
Absolutely. And people need to wake up, push back. There was a democratic decision that was taken in June the 29th, 2016. People need to remember that. And all we've had is an undermining. You and I have lost friends over that debate. We have lost friends because we
family support too. 40,
and family, because we've supported the 45th president of the United States. And maybe they weren't friends in the first place, but that shows the spiritual division as well. And as the Bible says, it talks about a sifting. There is a sifting going on between the wheat and the tares, and that's a shock. It's a shock when people start to see scripture come alive, and we're seeing that happen within our societies on both sides of the pond. And we are joined in this battle, and it is a privilege to be joined, on my own personal opinion, with America in this battle. I'm just sad that many people cannot see it.
Absolutely, and there we leave it. Thank you so much, political commentator Mark Sutherland. Thanks to all of our guests tonight, Donato P. Danico from heroes.org, and Dr. Gerald Lomiro, PhD, our gracious host. Joe Messina will be back on Monday. Good night, God bless you, and have a fabulous weekend. Take care, I love you all. Bye-bye.